Hey guys, so today I wanted to do something that wouldn't be too loud, and that would be fun for me, in a not super erotic way, and I hope it's fun for you too. So let's get right into it. I'm going to be reading from the book, The Book of Dust by Philip Pullman. It's volume 1 of La Belle Sauvage. And I'm going to be doing this while I suck your cock. From the center of Oxford, some distance from where the great colleges of Jordan, Gabriel, Balliol, and 24 others contended for mastery in the boat races. The city was only a collection of towers and spires. In the distance, over the misty levels of Port Meadow, there stood the Priory of Cotstow, where the gentle nuns went about their holy business, and on the opposite bank from the priory, there was an inn called an old stone building, rambling, comfortable sort of place. Oops. There was a terrace above the river, where peacocks, one called Norman and the other called Barry, stalked among the drinkers, helping themselves to snacks without the slightest hesitation, and occasionally lifting their heads. To utter ferocious and meaningless screams. There was a saloon bar where the gentry, if college scholars count as gentry, chug their ale and smoke their pipes. There was a public bar where watermen and farm laborers sat by the fire or played darts. Or stood at the bar gossiping or arguing or simply getting quietly drunk. There was a kitchen where the landlord's wife cooked a great joint every day. complicated arrangement of wheels and chains, turning a spit over an open fire. And there was a potboy called Malcolm Polstead. Malcolm was the landlord's son and only child. He was 11 years old with an inquisitive, kindly disposition. A stocky build and ginger hair. He went to Ulvercote Elementary School, a mile away, and he had friends enough, but he was happiest on his own, playing with his demon Asta in their canoe, which was called La Belle Sauvage. Oh god, sorry about that, my alarm went off. A witty acquaintance thought it amusing to scrawl an S over the V. And Malcolm patiently painted it out 3 times before losing his temper and knocking the fool into the water, at which point they declared a truce. Like every child of an innkeeper, Malcolm had to work around the tavern, washing dishes and glasses, carrying plates of food or tankards of beer, retrieving them when they were empty. He took the work for granted. The only annoyance in his life was a girl called Alice. Who helped with washing the dishes. She was 50 years old, tall and skinny. With lank dark hair that she scraped back into an unflattering ponytail. Lines of self-discontent were already gathering on her forehead and around her mouth. She teased Malcolm from the day she arrived. Who's your girlfriend, Malcolm? And you got a girlfriend? Who was you out with last night? Did you kiss her? And you ever been kissed? He ignored that for a long time, but finally Asta leaped at Alice's scrawny jackdaw demon. Is it demon or daemon? It's spelled daemon, so I'm gonna say it like that now. Knocking him into the washing up water, and then biting and biting the sodden creature till Alice screamed from pity. I have to be careful not to get spit on the book. Oh. she complained bitterly to Malcolm's mother, who said, "Serves you right. I got no sympathy for you. Keep your nasty mind to yourself." And from then on, she did. She and Malcolm took not the slightest notice of each other. He put the glasses on the draining board. She washed them. He dried them and took them back to the bar without a word. Without a glance. Without a thought. But he enjoyed the life of the inn. He especially enjoyed the conversation she overheard, whether they concerned the venal rascality of the river board, the helpless idiocy of the government, or more philosophical matters such as whether or not the stars were the same age as the earth. Sometimes Malcolm became so interested in the latter sort of conversation that he'd rest his armful of empty glasses on the table and join in, but only after having listened intently. He was known to many of the scholars and other visitors, and generously tipped, but becoming rich was never the aim of his. He took tips to be the generosity of Providence, and came to think of himself as lucky, which did him no harm in later life. If he'd been the sort of boy who acquired a nickname, he would no doubt have been known as Professor. But he wasn't that sort of boy. He was liked when noticed, but not noticed much. And that it did him no harm, either. I know the quality of this one hasn't been great. And I know it's very experimental. Still working on all my stuff, but I thought maybe I could interest you with something that I haven't seen before. Something not too roleplay, but you know, you can imagine whatever your little heart desires. What's that? I thought, why not just do something fun? Do some reading. This has to be one of my favorite books. It's not as good as the... what's the other trilogy? Of Philip Pullman's. Well, doesn't matter. Please do tell me if you like this. Maybe I'll just do chats about my life and more chatting while sucking or fucking or whatever. I thought this just might be fun. Now that we are just having a little chat. There's probably going to be weird sounds. I haven't checked yet, obviously. But there are probably going to be weird sounds. Because I have a shaky table. And I have no money. So I got this microphone. I got this microphone for singing and because I wanted to record an audiobook for a friend. And I discovered this. I'll see if I can switch up my setup, if I can make some money. But of course, because of the quarantine right now, that hasn't been an option. So, yeah, that's it. I hope this has been nice and relaxing. And has pleasured you, and that the sounds weren't too bad. Because this has to be, you know, one of the things that I just really enjoy. Been really nice to get so much support just from my first recording. So yeah. If you enjoyed this, please do tell me. Don't be afraid to PM me with any requests or anything.